two decades ago, Native American elder Tom Taylor and his wife Alice Abraham, his Yupik, built a drum in Bethel to promote peace. Over the last year, Taylor led drum circles with students from Kuskokwim Learning Academy in the Bethel Youth Facility to teach respect for people, the earth, and ourselves.
We're all related, all of us, you know, our brothers and sisters, and that's how we need to treat each other as a family.
The drumming had an impact on 20-year-old Kenny Salison. Salison is from Pickus Point and a junior at Kuskokwim Learning Academy. Drumming helped him deal with depression and self-destructive behavior.
Just picking up the drumstick and getting to drum felt like I was a different person.
After 20 years of leading various circles, Tom Taylor decided it was his time to move on. He chose Salison to replace him as drum leader to keep the circles alive in Bethel.
What I see in Kenny is myself, is his hunger for the drum was my hunger for the drum. And it's a healing thing for him too.
Salison practiced with his friends all summer and began leading the drum circles this fall.
I feel like I could connect people with the drum and show them that you don't need violence in this world. You come together and you find peace and joy, happiness, love, respect. That's what we want, right?
Tonight, hear Salison and Taylor's story in the short documentary film The Drum Keeper, produced by KYUK and showing at 7 p.m. at the Bethel Cultural Center. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.